Against a background of military deadlock in Libya, governments leading the coalition against Colonel Gaddafi hope this meeting, hosted by an Arab ally, has strengthened the opposition and weakened the regime. A concluding statement by the joint chairman, Britain and Qatar, hardened previous language and made clear Colonel Gaddafi must leave power. The Foreign Secretary, William Hague, sees that as a vital message to his regime.
Our resolve should be strong and our ambition should be high, for if we are successful in this undertaking, we will have saved lives, helped Libyans choose their own future, and helped restore stability in a vital part of the world at a time of great crisis.
Today's talks agreed to consider channeling money to opposition rebels, although it's not yet a firm commitment. The meeting also endorsed the opposition's political leadership, the Interim National Council, and that's a significant boost. But the contact group also heard a new warning from the UN Secretary-General about the growing humanitarian crisis. Ban Ki-moon said over 3.5 million people could need assistance.
It is critical that the international community act in concert, that we speak with one voice, and that we continue to work in common cause on behalf of the Libyan people.
But Ban Ki-moon's words could be interpreted as a rebuke amid international disagreements over both strategy and tactics. Britain and France in particular are stepping up pressure on other NATO countries to provide combat aircraft. A French official said the alliance was short of about 10 aircraft a day to conduct strikes. Italy, Spain, the Netherlands and others will now be urged to make up that shortfall, and the United States too may be pressed to reverse its withdrawal from the bombing campaign. Representatives of Libya's opposition at these talks made very clear that NATO is vital to all their hopes of breaking the Gaddafi regime and opening the way to a very different Libya in future.